All right, thank you, everybody. I'm going to go through a couple of closing slides here, and then we are going to be on our way networking this afternoon. That'll be the end of the event, so appreciate you being here. A couple quick notes from throughout the day. 75 speakers on stage. Thanks, Jared. We've showed this slide many times. Recommend you read all these books that are authored by billionaires. I'm not going to go over that again. A couple of quick comments here. So Jeff Hoffman, some notes from him. Making sure you know with your employees exactly what's important to them and your partners so you can serve that really directly. Not wearing a badge of honor of working 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's a badge of inefficiency. Something I took note of there. Quality time with the kids when you do spend time with them, being really engaged. There's a comment on the venture capital angel investor panel about is AI overhyped? And I thought the answer was really smart. In some areas, for sure, it's overhyped. In some areas, it's for sure underhyped, right? Just like the internet boom. Kevin Harrington, you know, we talked about being enthusiastic and having someone who's passionate enough to hammer something until it's done and having that focus and seeing that energy in an entrepreneur. And I also thought it was interesting hearing how it wasn't just being as seen on TV and Shark Tank, but it was taking as seen on TV and all that infrastructure and then porting it over to 30 different global markets. And then he doubled the size of his business again. So it was like another huge leap forward for him. I remember Jock, who's had $3 billion plus exits at two events ago, I asked him, how do you get clients who are billionaires? And his response I thought was worth sharing again here. He said, well, I help them become billionaires. And the point is to add value first to people, whether or not it benefits you directly, short term. One of the best ways to get the attention of a family is to see what they're doing and identify a strategic choke point that helps their business, identify a client, identify a piece of IP, identify a joint venture. Sometimes you'll be rewarded by having an equity partnership in that joint venture or an investment structure that saves them equity as they're scaling so they don't get diluted too much as they're scaling. That's been a go-to strategy for us. Ed Connor's talk was one of my favorites. I think he was one of the most genuine, authentic people that we've had up here over a couple of events. I thought it was great. And what I took away from Ed is that you need to realize when you're getting lucky, but also inspire others and encourage them to do something they didn't think they could do. Just like John Cena, he's made more Make-A-Wish Foundation grants than anyone else in the history of Make-A-Wish Foundation. And he wouldn't be John Cena. You wouldn't know who his name is if it wasn't for Ed Connors telling him that he can make it in pro wrestling and then become a movie star. So that's the impact. And Ed Connors has done that with hundreds of people, right? And I see that now with Dan Pewter as well, with his charter schools. So I think that's something worth sharing and worth spreading with people here in the room. I like Joe's approach of actually writing a handwritten letter to people. The more that you say, oh, well, that takes too much time. Well, that's what everyone else in the room is saying. And that's why nobody else does it. And that's why it would work, because everyone here in the room, if you asked all these investors on the panels how many emails you get per day, no one in here probably gets less than 50 or 100 emails a day, right? And so how many of you get a handwritten note or a newsletter that just adds value? It's not a fact sheet selling you on their hedge fund. It's just pure value. Probably get 2 to 4 of those a month or 0 per month in the mail. And so we sent in an envelope to family offices our newsletter for a few years and we stopped. And then 2 years later, the Neutrogena skincare family, who we never interacted with, reached out and said, hey, we have a need for our team. Do you know a CFO we could hire? We used to get your newsletter in the mail, and I don't know why you stopped sending it, but we liked it. And then this billion-dollar plus family reached out years later because no one else in the whole family office industry was doing that. And that was cold just off of an address we found online. So if you took your top 300 investor leads that you know are real, and you know that's their real address, and you know that if they saw your expertise, they'd want to do business with you, and you sent them for $1 a month, a one-page newsletter front back that just added value, I would guess that no one here in the room is doing that. And so when Joe said that on stage, I want to make sure people didn't write it off as a 1940s strategy for building your business, because doing what others are not doing is part of how you're successful. Just like we heard Kevin Harrington talk about how Celsius is successful because it's scientifically proven that you burn 140 calories or whatever it is, and Red Bull and Monster, whoever else, is not able to say that, and just how Treasure Investments is pouring a 18-foot-tall statue of David out of pure silver. No one else has the rights to the Vatican molds, and that strategy is unique, it's scalable, and they've built a big business off of doing that. So that's one trend we keep on seeing, not doing something that's in a crowded space with a crowded strategy. You're guaranteed at best to be following the herd, And like Gary Vaynerchuk says, you need to look at what you're genuinely good at and position yourself for a future trend, not chasing 10,000 people and trying to jump on the bad bandwagon that's already left, right? The professional athlete panel, I think, was great. I think that was insightful on how to work more with athletes and what it takes to be successful working with them. And then a big trend over the whole event has been, for me, looking more at how do you scale very quickly. Co-GPs, joint ventures, partners, example of Caliber on stage that has $2.4 billion in AUM now, and they just had $1 billion in AUM maybe 3 years ago or so. So I think that there'll be a $100 billion company one day, perhaps, right? And it's through creative thinking, not thinking, oh, we can only work with you if you put money in our fund. You approach a $100 million family and you want to turn them away because they want to think like an entrepreneur like you. That doesn't make sense. You know how an entrepreneur thinks, and they want to do something that's strategically to their advantage and that makes a lot of sense, that makes them feel like they're being a great steward of their money, especially if they're worth hundreds of millions or $1 billion. The credibility of association, of being able to say that you've partnered with Warren Buffett or you're partnered with Jeff Hoffman, et cetera, is huge. And that could lead to a whole bunch of good stuff happening for you. Already talked about some insights from Kevin and Jock and Ed Connors, as well as Joe Williams. So I just want to thank all of the speakers. I want to thank our team. We've got over 25 people on our team. We've got about 15 of them here. So I hope you enjoy interacting with them. After each of these events, we have about 30 different bullet points on things we need to tweak. This venue on the first day got a little bit tight, crowded back there. We had a little bit more registrations than expected for Beverly Hills. So that's like one of our 30 bullet points for this one, is to try to figure out that flow a little bit better for you at the next event. But for our U.S. events, for the planned future, this will be the last one that you can come to that's 2 days with cocktails the night before. All of our investor summits will be 3 full days with cocktails the night before, just like our biggest annual super summit in Florida. And our reasoning is you could go spend your time at any event you want to, right? And it's not about the cost of the money. It's really about the cost of your time of being here. So we want the first impression that anyone has coming to one of our investor summits to have it be one of the best investor events they've been to the whole year. And so each of our events won't have 75 speakers on stage. It'll be 125 speakers on stage, just like our Super Summit in South Florida each year. So you'll see each of our quarterly events called Super Summits. We're going to have one in New York, one Beverly Hills, one down in South Florida. Our single family office summit will be called that, but it's 3 full days long with cocktails the night before. And we're just packing as many different investment perspectives and potential partners and insights on stage as possible. So you walk away with a couple new investment structures to think about, a couple new ways to think about partnering, a couple new friends in the industry, a couple more potential investors maybe, or balance sheet partners. And I would encourage you to use our investor portal to review all of the tax expert interviews we have. Between our tax strategy summits and interviews, we have 50 tax experts who have gone deep on 529 plans that are not just for college savings, but everyone thinks of them that way. But ultra-wealthy families use them differently. And we have 49 other examples just like that that we don't have time to go into today. I'd also go really deep on investment structures. The right structure can get a deal done, or it can make the deal twice as good for you, or it can make it so you have zero downside in the deal, except for maybe a hassle of having to collect on collateral that's been assured in the right way, right? So if you haven't gone really deep on taxes and really deep on structures, you're doing yourself a disservice, because what you're offering investors or what you're doing with your money is not as protected or as efficient as it could be. And you will close deals you would not have closed otherwise if you are good at navigating that, no matter what side of the equation you're on. Because some CEO, if you're trying to buy his company or buy her company or 10% of it, is going to say, no, I don't like that. I don't need that. Or no, that's too risky. I don't want to make that allocation right now. And you can de-risk it for them so they win first. The other thing I would emphasize is that we have hosted an event called Capital Con 4 times now. We have 100 experts who only get a 10-minute talk. It's like a TED talk. And each one of these 100 people have raised over $100 million in their career. Many of them have raised billions of dollars. The biggest one had raised $60 billion in their career. We had a 41-year-old that's raised over $10 billion. And so these 100 experts, they just get a 10-minute talk each. And if you are looking to get more traction with investors, if you spent the time to inject that specialized knowledge into your brain of listening to 100 talks, 10 minutes each about that, and you didn't come to any of our events for a full year, you just watch those 100 talks, there's no way it wouldn't transform how you raise capital and what you do and your effectiveness, because there's so much knowledge there. It's like a food buffet. You don't have to use all the ideas. You know, use the ones that make sense for where you're at right now. And so that's our goal, is really to transform what you do as an investor, help you access different deals and opportunities, transform how you work with investors if you're here to raise capital and get deals done. So I hope you see that. We do have 4 super summits a year, like I mentioned, but then also 6 private investor masterminds, which are completely different. The masterminds are 1-day events, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm speaking for the first half of the day and just giving you 30 strategies as fast as I can on a very specific topic. Second half of the day is we have 5 guest speakers that give you different perspectives, but they're standalone talks or fireside chats with really interesting investors or powerful partners we have in that region of the country. And so the masterminds are a very different format than this, but it's a smaller room. You know, you'll have 75 people in the room, not, you know, 400 people, right? And so that makes it a little bit more intimate, make friends there, see familiar faces as you will if you come to our events over time. The real goal over all these events over time, whether you have time to watch a lot of the recordings or not in our portal, which by the way, you can stream on your mobile app. So as you're walking through the airport or stuck on a delayed flight, you just log in and then stream insights from billionaires, $100 million net worth families, $1 billion plus MFOs. And you could stream that instead of a Hulu or whatever else podcast that you listen to. And Dan Sullivan is one of my mentors, and he said there's 2 types of knowledge in the world. There's specialized knowledge and there's worthless knowledge. And we hope the knowledge you get here is far from worthless. It was like very, very specialized on how to work with family offices, be creative, think entrepreneurially, et cetera. And it's really stacking everything that you hear on stage over 8 of these events, let's say, and all these types of models that we talk about at our events and stacking them on top of each other when most of your competitors don't know about even a 1/4 of these ideas that makes things highly effective and potentially grow exponentially, hopefully for you. So keep in mind that we do have the enterprise package. If you need capital, pitch deck, capital raising, coaching, it's 8 coaching calls over a year. We'll give you a whole bunch of templates to do your videos, your pitch decks, your 1-pagers. Make sure you conduct due diligence on anything that you find at our event or anyone else's. And we have the verified diligence package. If you want to raise capital faster, we have a 50-point due diligence package that Mike puts together. He's done over 100,000 private investigations. He's our partner for that. And we'll do an amazing job so that when your investors look at something, it's done at such a level of due diligence, they would not have spent that much time conducting due diligence on it. Keep this strategy in mind of focusing on something so valuable and niche, like Kevin Harrington said, that it's worth trying a whole bunch of combinations and work until you break through. Hopefully you're having the most fun year of your life already. Try to always emphasize that and remind that, like I talked about this morning. And that's it for our content for today. I hope you enjoy networking out here. Thank you for all your attention. Appreciate it.